Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What?
The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
This show would collapse if I wasn't on.
Hi, it's a kite, everybody. Goofball.
Jeff Lutz.
It's not my job to engage in the show. I am the show.
Are you listening?
Speaking of heroes, here's mine.
Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's interesting.
You're right.
Roller coaster ride of Bob and Jeff continues.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
You know, if this show was an airplane, it would have been grounded.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, Jason Duda in the three-man booth. The first time we've had Jason in for our brand new time slot, 5 to 7 p.m. here on KFH. Dudes, I know you've been listening in our new time slot as you eat dinner with your family. How are you liking it?
Actually, I'm usually in bed by that time, so I haven't got to hear anything.
Really?
How's it been going for you guys?
Well, how are you here right now then? Shouldn't you be in bed?
Magic. On certain days, I can make it till 7 o'clock.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just how it works.
These are tough days to stay up late when it's
that it is
snowy and roads are bad and it's still getting dark way too soon. And spring is, can I say just around the corner or not?
More than 2 months away.
It's not around the corner, Bob.
Can I?
No.
We're not even
into
the worst of winter yet. So how are you going to say spring is right around the corner?
Well, pitchers and catchers report in a month.
Yeah, well, they're not reporting here.
There's
a reason they go to
the game in less than 2 months.
What?
Less than 3 months.
No. I don't know if that's accurate. When is their first game?
First week of April.
Probably.
So
they got Diego Cartaya today.
Can't we at least kind
of happy about that?
Pretend that
if it makes you feel better, you go right ahead. Just say it. Say it. Say it out loud.
Spring's just around the corner.
Oh man, can't wait.
I think spring is my favorite because it kind of means we've left winter behind. Although March, April, and sometimes even May can be a little dicey.
Yeah.
It's a little cold.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan of cold. I'm not a fan of hot. Why am I in Kansas?
I don't know. That's what I've been trying to ask myself for years. Why'd I stay?
Get over it, folks.
Why?
You're here. It snows. You've been here. You know it snows. Just move on. Move on.
Apparently I'm not allowed to.
I'm not in the mood for these hijinks today. Let's get to the point.
You know what I think? I think you're more threatened than ever by the three-man booth.
There's no threat.
I think you feel like there's got to be a third man, and I think you feel a little bit like
I have no idea what even you're talking
about. These days, I'm the third man.
You are? I agree with that. Now, that certainly is true.
You see my point?
I know. It's one of you. One of you two are the third man, for sure, on these days.
Well, on the three-man booth day, you come in as a second man.
Fine, I can go.
I'm not saying that. Saying.
Oh, you saying you are the third man?
No, he's saying that I'm the third man.
No, if that's
and
the
if he
case,
wants to put me in that box, then
if
I'm
that's
happy.
The case, I go.
No, he said you're the second
this
man.
This is the Bob and Jeff show.
Yeah, we can change that.
Really? Whoa. You'd be willing to have that change?
Sure.
What would you have it changed
the
to?
The Jeff and Jason show, of course.
Oh, well, any day.
Well, so you are the one. See, I knew you were getting
any
out of here.
Anytime. All no. You got to do is call me.
All right, I'll call you later on tonight.
Is anybody going to involve me in this?
No.
Like, you two are just bantering back and forth. Yeah, well, this guy will do whatever we say.
What would you do if your name was on the marquee? Nothing would change. You'd show up here, you'd do what you do, and you'd go home. There would be nothing changing.
That's true.
So,
probably enhance the show, I guess.
Well, are you saying you want your name on the marquee?
Absolutely not.
None of us really
remember,
do.
We didn't used to have our names on the marquee.
That would make it, I'd feel more obligated to show up.
We could go back to the drive.
Well, you could now.
Fine. It was the drive.
I was out at 5 yesterday. There's a million cars out there.
Yeah, there is.
Our listening audience has to be
enormous,
monumental.
Yeah.
Especially when it's snowy outside, people are taking it slow. They probably listen for the entire 2 hours, if I'm guessing.
Now, just see, to get people wonder. Wait a minute. He was out at 5. I thought he did their show. Put 2 and 2 together, people.
We're not allowed to say.
869-1240 is what you call when we have a time. 3 to 3:15. That's our town hall segment. We still want that interaction with some listeners. And
I do.
Well, I don't want to name names.
Well, many of our callers just call to call anyway, right? They're not necessarily.
Yeah, we don't ever give them much of a topic.
Calling on a topic.
That's true.
What do you mean it's true?
It's true.
Stay in your spot, would you?
I'm in my lane.
225 today, Taylor Eldridge, Wichita Eagle. Get his thoughts on this, the goings-on with Shocker basketball. And the women got blown out last night at home. I don't know, man. And certainly the women's program, not as vital to the health of the athletic department as the men's program, but didn't we think both would be farther along?
It would be cool if it was somewhat vital, right? That would be nice.
Well, it has the potential to be.
When they joined this conference, UConn was in it. Remember that? How crazy that was? The UConn women, Wichita State played them in Wichita. I know it's not the case anymore, but we want all of our programs to level up in some way.
Well, I mean, come on. This community, I've lived here my whole life, as you both know. And I know this community like the back of my hand. And they will support you when you give them something to support. But when you don't, good luck.
I've had
There's not the thick and thin element of Wichita is not necessarily with you when you're thin.
No.
It was more so back in the day, right? Mm. There were some thin elements where some fans showed up.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It just seems like in the early years of Marshall when it felt like they were on the...
Well, because there was excitement, and you could see the recruiting, and you could tell that in the early years of Turgeon that, they were coming off some horrible years, but you could see with Jamar Howard and Randy Burns and some of those guys that were brought in, you could see that, okay, it feels like we got it going on the right.
And you know what was important about Jamar Howard and Randy Burns and Rob Campman and then Paul Miller?
I do.
What?
They were going to stay here for a few years.
Yeah, they were all here for at least
There's
4 years.
There's your biggest problem. Like I've been saying, since all this
but
stuff
that's
happened.
That's not going to change.
That's not going to change, but then that's the problem.
It's the problem.
I've come around to that way of thinking.
It's that way everywhere.
Every team is not like Wichita State. Wichita State is a community team. It's shared by the community. It's important to the community of Wichita. And when these guys come in for 1 year and they don't give you something right away.
KU is important to the community of
Lawrence. KU just wants to be KU. As long as KU's KU, those fans are going to be happy. They don't care who's coming in. Give us a top 10 program.
Cincinnati's important to the community of Cincinnati.
Are they drawn really great that you know of?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to look.
But I'm saying there's programs out there that just want to be prestigious. Wichita State wants to be about Wichita. Or should want to be about Wichita. And Wichitans want Wichita State. These guys aren't representing
if you say Wichita.
Wichita
one more time, I'm gonna
these guys aren't re- these guys Wichita. Aren't representing Wichita, the community. They are here on business. They will leave.
Well, I don't
when
like
it's
it any more than anybody
business
else
decision.
Does.
Well, that's just what we were saying. I couldn't
I don't
agree
like
more
it any
with
more
Jeff.
Than anybody else does, but there's no alternative.
You know why the Thunder have a fan base? Where, however big or however small, of loyal fans, because they get
well,
to know
the Shockers
their
still have a fan.
They get to know their players.
A fan base of loyal fans.
I guess it's few and far between.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's not as many as it used to be. I don't think.
Not even close.
I mean,
well, they're not winning.
Well, this is
you
the problem.
Care a lot of ill. If you win, the people are going to show up.
Yeah, but if you
and
win,
they're gonna, and they're going to be happy to support. whatever players are out there.
But if you win and then lose three in a row and these players I don't know and it's cold outside and I can watch this game on TV and I don't really know this coach that well.
I feel like you have your finger on the pulse.
I know. I've also lived here my entire life. It hasn't been nearly as long as you have.
Right.
Not many. And few are. But I do know the community to some degree.
Who's been to more Shocker games in their lifetime, you or me?
Probably you, I would say.
Probably?
It's close.
Oh, my God. That's laughable.
It's close.
You tell me you're kidding.
I'm kidding about probably you. It might be me.
Seriously, be honest.
It's close.
It makes me mad when you do that.
I know.
It minimizes what I've done. And I can be minimized.
You attending
if Duda
games?
Wants to minimize me, that's one thing.
If minimize
my own,
him, Duda.
If my own son wants to minimize me, well, what does that say?
Well, you're hosting the talk show, so it's okay from this time frame.
Yes.
But don't most sons try to build up their fathers?
We try, but then once we fail, this is hopeless.
You don't think so?
I think it's a combination of both.
Didn't you speak in high praise of your dad?
Yeah, and I also spoke like you two.
Yeah, but how'd you speak to, let's say you just ran into some buddies down at the bar.
But that's not what's happening. We're talking to each other.
I'm talking to Duda right now.
Okay, well, this is
the topic of
aimless,
your dad
as always.
Up.
Yeah.
What would you say?
At the bar after a few drinks?
Yeah.
You don't want to know.
You wouldn't hold him up in high praise.
It would be a 50-50 split, but after a few drinks, it'd probably be more 80-20 towards having
But he
some
wouldn't
fun.
Be there. You're just talking.
Whether he was there or not, it would be that way.
Really?
Yeah.
My dad sucks? That's a terrible.
I didn't quite hear that. If you're taking it that hard, then that's on you.
Right?
When I'm out amongst my people, I talk very highly of Jeff.
You do?
Yes.
What did he say?
Well, he said he doesn't really ever go anywhere, though, except to Leakers and picking up.
He did
up
say dinner. That.
I haven't been to Leakers in a long time.
Oh, you're off the bandwagon, are you?
Yeah, I got to figure that out. Well, in this weather, who wants to drive out to Leakers?
Well, when's the last time you were there?
Probably a month.
Yeah, so
maybe more.
This weather's only been here for a few days.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure that out.
Holidays are tough.
That's true.
To get out to Leakers. But you need to probably reestablish that relationship. They depend on you.
I'll tell you, one of the places I've discovered that I like is at David's.
I told you.
You know, they got a little. I took my wife to a birthday party over at N&J's Bakery the other day. And they've got a little drive-through, a little place right across the street from that over on Lincoln. David's does.
Oh.
As well as their place out on Mays and 21st. And I drove through and brought that home. Oh, it's very good.
I know. It's good stuff.
What is David's?
It's a Mexican place. Burritos, tacos.
Yeah.
Is there a drive-through?
Yep.
It's
pretty good.
It's my Saturday morning stop.
For your
burrito.
Breakfast burrito.
10:30. Go get breakfast burritos.
For the whole family?
Well, for me and Dia.
We've talked about this, remember?
Yeah, we have.
For the kids.
Kids get other stuff. They're fine.
All right, as long as you say so.
They're fine.
Who do we have at 2:45?
Hannah Alexander.
The girls' basketball coach at Andover.
Yeah.
So, we got all that coming up. We've got picks. Duda's had two good weeks in a row because he's got his bonus game. Feeling as confident as you can possibly feel.
Pretty right standard
now.
Voice. Pretty
oh, yeah. Well, that's him being confident.
That's the way it is. You wanted me to put more time and effort into it, so I did. And then I just destroying you. Now you're upset. I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, you're not. Listen, without I actually lead in game percentage.
Doesn't matter.
That's how we judge the winner.
Oh, no, really?
Well, yeah, see, pencil whipped again.
Yes,
now we're changing
always.
The whole dynamics of the game.
You know how it goes.
That, I do.
That's like shots on goal, Jason. That's like shots on goal.
What's he saying?
He's talking.
It's like shots on goal.
It's like shots on goal. Put your headset on, would you? so you can hear.
He said it's like shots on goal. It doesn't really matter how many you take.
That's right.
Let me just say
this. The ones you make.
We were putting money down.
Very true, Max.
I would have lost less money than any of you. I would have still lost money.
I wouldn't have put money down on at least six of every nine of those games.
But Jason would have won more money then.
No.
Yeah, because I got more points. I'd have put more money on those games.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, don't have to agree with it.
It doesn't fit your agenda right now. So
I don't agree with that. My streak of four consecutive titles is still intact.
You didn't even win last year or the year before.
No. Unbelievable.
You weren't even here 2 years ago on the show. It was me and Duda, and Bob would mail in his picks, literally and figuratively.
Yeah, mailed it in that year. Finished dead last.
He mailed it in.
I tried. I always try. We've got six games in the NFL this week, two games in college football, including Notre Dame Penn State tonight in a semifinal playoff game. I got to tell you, that game piques my interest. You almost feel like you've gone back to 1973 with the four teams that are remaining.
That's how I feel. You?
Well, these are teams that were very powerful in those.
Well, they're traditional powers. All four of these schools.
But all of them went through difficult times since then.
Ohio State, not really.
Not as much, but the rest of them.
Penn State, not really.
Oh, look at Penn State.
I will look at Penn State.
Yeah, look at Penn State. They've had some difficult years.
Yeah, you've been all over Penn State saying they can't win a big game at all.
Who, me?
Oh, your dad.
Well, who have they beaten, really?
Nobody.
I don't think they're going to beat Notre Dame.
And their path, they had the easiest path to get to the championship, too.
They're good. They've looked better than I thought they would look. But I think Notre Dame's defense and Ohio State's offense, I think we're on a collision course for the Irish and the Buckeyes. That's my opinion. Because they've
I don't know if that's much of a collision. Ohio State's going to run Notre Dame over.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Have you watched them?
Yes, of course I've watched them.
Well,
I actually watched
them. They plowed through Tennessee.
Wait a minute.
They plowed through Oregon.
Last night. Man, this Cavs, who they play?
Yeah, exactly. I was watching this game last night. Who was it?
This Cavs Oklahoma City game. And I don't watch a lot of NBA, but I wanted to see that one because they had a combined record of 61-9. And it was amazing to watch that game. Those are two really, really good teams. We're 2.5 hours from Oklahoma City. Why doesn't Wichita talk more about that? With the Chiefs and the Royals, oh boy, oh, we got the Chiefs.
You know
and the
why?
Royals.
When has Wichita ever been? Well, we love Oklahoma City. I mean, that's never happened.
No thanks.
Same we're connected
distance.
To Kansas City.
Same distance.
And I wasn't watching sports. I was doing sports.
What were you doing?
We went swimming.
Whoa!
The YMCA, the Young Men's.
How many
Christian.
Laps did you do?
We don't do laps. We just go in the.
What
family,
do you do, bob around?
We go in the family pool. We swim. We run. We backstroke. We butterfly. We jump.
Can do all that.
Oh, of course.
You can backstroke and butterfly.
I can butterfly much better than like regular strokes. It's hard, but in backstroke, I used to be able to do really well. Now I'm kind of flopping around out there my older age. But
well, do you get anything out of it?
Yeah. I get a lot out of it. I was exhausted after that last night.
Good for you.
Well, good, but I still want to watch that game.
Well, I kind of even forgot it was on. Pacers won, though.
I don't care about the
They're
Pacers.
Getting hot. Now, watch out. Don't let the Pacers get hot, boy.
Oh, Cleveland will knock you right out.
You got a couple games with them coming up.
Aren't you kind of surprised that he didn't go to Cleveland, the Cavaliers, when he picked the team, given his affinity for Ohio?
Yeah, but it's Jeff.
I have an affinity for Indianapolis. I like the city of Indianapolis.
Good for you.
I always have.
Let me know if you move there. I'll get
okay,
the name
Okay, I'm moving
changed.
There.
There's a chance.
I'll get the name changed on the show.
To what?
The Drive.
Sports Daily.
You know what? It doesn't matter what the name of it is.
You got it, though. It's fine.
Yeah, right. Say that again.
What?
What'd you say?
What did I say?
Let's take a break. We've got Taylor Eldridge next. Jason Duda in with us. Shockers with a road game at Texas San Antonio. Can't wait.
Yon City.
Can't wait. We'll talk with Taylor Eldridge next. This was the number 8 song on this week in 1975, 50 years ago, The Carpenters. Please, Mr. Postman. Here's Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, Kansas.com. Covers Wichita State athletics and really a lot of other things involving sports here in our community. Taylor, these are interesting times for Shocker basketball. It's a strange feeling I have at the moment. What's the feedback you're getting out there from your readers and people you talk to?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's disappointed. You know, the season began with some promise, and, you know, it was really that three-day stretch, you know, when they get blown out at DePaul and then turn around and lose at home to Kansas City. That's kind of where the turning point began. And, you know, the K-State win, that was nice, but I think fans are, you know, it's not enough. You know, an 0-2 start for the fourth straight year in conference play, and to get blown out at home, you know, by a South Florida team that was nowhere near as good as it was last year. I think it's just disappointing, frustrating. You know, I've heard, you know, apathy is starting to set in, but. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the mood right now. It's pretty gloomy. It's going to take a lot of, you know, winning and a lot of winning to turn this thing around.
Do you get the feeling that there's nowhere to go but up at this point? That loss to South Florida was depressing in a lot of ways. You want it to be rock bottom, I'm sure, if you're Wichita State or a fan. Can it get worse, in your opinion, or does that have to be the low point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it can get worse. You know, they started out last year, you know, I think they were like 1-8 like 8 or something in conference play. So it can get worse, but, you know, I think this team has the pieces to turn it around. You know, it is early, you know, only 2 games in the conference season. But, yeah, I mean, for a veteran team, you know, when you're only playing, you know, pretty much seniors and 1 junior and Corey Washington, pretty disappointing that, you know, whatever message the coaching staff is trying to get across, it's just not translating. You know, it's not carrying over to games. You know, they say all the right things after the games. You know, obviously Paul Mills is a very smart coach. You know, he knows what the issues are. But for the team to come back out, you know, 1 game, you know, you give up 91 points on the road at Temple. You know, defense is the issue. We got to get locked in. We got to be, you know, better energy, better effort. And then you turn right around. The very first, you know, 4 minutes of that South Florida game at home, you know, they give up 16 points. You know, they foul a 3-point shooter, turn it over against the press, give up a 3. They're down 6-0 in the first 30 seconds. So that's what's the most troubling part to me is that, you know, this is a veteran group and, like, that message isn't getting across, but it is early. You know, there's time for them to turn it around, but yeah, there's a lot of work to do.
And that kind of was leads into my question, because it was all about the defense. You normally hear in Wichita defense is strong, and it doesn't matter where you're at. Defense is usually effort will keep you in a game on the defensive side of the ball. Is that the biggest problem? Is it the effort? Is it just the what can you narrow it down? You've watched more than I have.
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit is effort. I think a lot of it's execution. You know, for the Temple game, for example, you know, the scouting report, Jamal Mashburn Jr., you know, one of the best scorers in the conference, force him left. You know, do whatever you can to make him go left. And you saw a lot in the first 10 minutes of that game. WSU's defense not forcing him left, letting him get to that preferred right hand, and he did some damage. You know, in the second half, there was one where they forced him to go right, which is completely opposite of the scouting report. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of execution errors. And, I mean, like you said, defense does come down to, you know, heart and desire, effort, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I think they have to find it in themselves to turn this around because, like I said, like, you know, the coaching staff, you know, they know what the issue is. So I think it's just up to the players right now to, you know, turn this thing around and to show some effort, show some pride on the defensive end because I think that's where this gets turned around. You know, better defense is going to lead to better offense, I think. You know, if the more stops they get, the more turnovers they force, that's going to lead to more transition opportunities where this team is able to score more easily. You know, they really struggle in the half court because of the lack of shooting. So the more they can run, the more they can get out, the better it's going to be for them. And the only way to do that is to get stops on defense.
Taylor Eldridge with us from the Wichita Eagle, and as I listen to Taylor talk and you guys ask your questions, you know, you talk about how much experience this team has. I'm not sure that works in their favor, frankly. Most of these players are here on a 1 or 2 year NIL deal. I don't know how much they invest in the team. I just everything about college sports right now, and particularly Wichita State basketball, is just kind of a mystery to me. I'm not even sure I can comprehend what's happening. You saw a very very small crowd. Of course, weather played a part in that for the game against South Florida. Jeff made the point that NIL and Jason as well, that NIL and transfer portal probably works against Wichita State in a way that maybe it doesn't even work against other schools in the country. Because this university and this program is so community-oriented that it's easy for people to check out when things don't go well. Is there any validity to that sentiment?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's the million-dollar question. I think it is, you know, frustrating. I think fans, particularly Wichita State fans, but you see this all across the country that, you know, fans are – you know, yearning for like those old days where, you know, players would stay for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years and you could, you know, get to know the team and, you know, see that progress, see that development year over year. And that's just not the way it's going to be moving forward, you know, at least in the near future, because, you know, this is going to be a, you know, a 1 to 2 year cycle, you know, 2 year cycle max. You know, I said after Kenny Poto left, after last year, I was like, when's the next 4 year shocker? When's that going to happen? So that's kind of the new reality. And I think you're right. You know, I think Wichita State fans are, you know, they just don't like the current environment of college basketball. Then you throw that on top of, you know, the shocker basketball program just kind of falling off. And, you know, they haven't been, you know, championship contenders since, you know, the COVID year. And that was the year that, you know, fans couldn't come to the arena. So, you know, it's been a long time since the Roundhouse was, you know, full of energy. You know, the team was playing well. And, yeah, I mean, I think it's just kind of really taking a toll on the fan base that don't like where, you know, this new college basketball is trending.
Yeah, and it's hard to even blame coaching. I know you talked about how maybe the message isn't getting through, but what – I mean, I know players want to win, but when they're coming here for money and on business, like, it's just they don't even know Paul Mills probably very well. It's like, why would that translate? It's hard. You basically, like, in building a team, you have to get lucky that it can form some form of identity like Wichita State has in the past. Is it even possible to have an identity as a team, or do you just have to – hope you somehow find a good collection of players?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some luck involved, you know, in the portal when you're trying to build teams, you know, from scratch or from a year-to-year basis. I would, you know, push back a little. I don't think, you know, Wichita State players, You know, I don't think it's a very transactional like it is at some other places. It's not like they're here on, you know, a big money contract. And I think, you know, Mills and their staff, they do a good job of vetting players, vetting their families, making sure that there's going to be buy-in. So I do think they care. But, you know, if you listen to Mills talk about it, it's just they're going about it the right way. You know, they all want to win. They clearly want to turn this thing around. But, you know, they're just not playing in a way that's going to let them, you know, maximize their, you know, this team is limited. Let's be honest. You know, there's flaws to this team. They don't have outside shooting. You know, they don't have like that one guy that can just take over on offense. So, you know, they have to play a pretty particular way. Very, you know, disciplined. And right now they're just not doing it. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's so much that where it's just like, you know, these are one-year, you know, mercenaries. They don't care about what shots they. I do think they care about, you know, the team. But, yeah, I mean, they just have to go about it a different way.
Well, and see, to that point, Taylor, I feel that it's totally different. I feel that you got a bunch of seniors here that obviously didn't stay to their schools last year to keep them as seniors. And so when it comes down to it, are they just, you know what, if I can get more money here, I'm going to go there. It's not that they're bad guys or they don't want to win, but if things just don't go that well, it's kind of whatever. I'm only going to be there a year and see you later. Would it be better off just trying to go get younger guys and just trying to play them anyway and then hope to try to keep some of those guys? Is that one way that teams might start looking at this situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there's going to be examples you can probably pull from all different, you know, strategies. You know, we've seen teams go, you know, very similar. I think South Carolina last year, very similar to what Mills tried to do this year. You know, they had a, you know, pretty mediocre first year under first year coach. And then they went to the portal, hit the portal hard, went after experience, and then they won, I think, 25, 26 games. So, you know, there is, you know, proof that this strategy can work, you know, trying to go after experienced guys. In theory, it sounds good, but clearly, you know, it's not working right now for Wichita State. You know, the risk of getting the younger guys is that they can, you know, obviously leave after a year. So, you know, if you get the seniors, you know, this is it for them. You know, you would think that they would have some motivation their final year. So I think you're going to see, you know, the majority of college basketball, you know, they want to get old and stay old. And that's how they're doing it in the portal. So I think the, you know, most teams are going to trend towards wanting older players, more experience. But, you know, we've seen all different kinds of strategies work. You know, you look at what Ben McCollum is doing at Drake. You know, he's having a great deal of success his first year. So, you know, you can get it done in all sorts of different ways. And, yeah, I mean, I think there's just some luck involved with how things are going to mesh. And, you know, Wichita State, you can't predict, you know, Ronnie DeGray would get hurt, you know, for 2 months. And, you know, Zane Meek's basically been a zero. I don't know if he's going to play at all this year. You know, couldn't see that coming, although he's been hurt his whole career. So maybe you could. But, yeah, I mean, they've had some bad injury luck. But also, you know, the pieces just haven't fit together like they were thinking.
Well, the old columnist in me has a lot to say, but Taylor, you've done a whale of a job answering our questions today. I appreciate it, and we'll have you on again soon. Okay,
sounds good. All right, thank you.
Taylor Eldridge. Thanks. From the Wichita Eagle. I mean, they knew they needed shooting. They knew they needed ball handlers. Did they really go out and take care of that? So far, I'm not seeing that. But,
well, that's just it. The problem is that everybody's trying to do the same thing. Everybody's trying to get older. So what are the chances that Wichita State's going to get those better players to get that older team? The problem is that the whole thing is a mess. I'm not saying they're not bad players. At all.
They're underachieving right now. We saw what they could do early. They played fairly well. I said it early on in the show. I think this team has a chance, but they've regressed. And I'm not sure why, and I don't know if anybody has the answers to why that's happening.
You should be able to find outside shooting. Everyone's shooting threes these days.
A.J. McGinnis was going to be that guy. He hardly plays.
Why?
He started 2 games in a row, but never shoots. I don't get it. I don't get it either.
So, you know, count me amongst the I don't get it crowd. Here's Hannah Alexander from Andover. She's the girls' coach. Andover has Wichita Heights in a marquee game tomorrow night at the Park City Arena. 5:45, the tip-off for that one. Hannah, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing great. So this is a really, really big game. I love this concept of the City League teams playing teams from the Ark Valley Chisholm Trail. This is a real test for both squads. What do you think of Heights from what you've seen?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a tough matchup. It's going to be exciting. I think that they play at a very fast-paced kind of style, and I think it's going to be good for us to see to play at that level. And I think that our girls are ready for this matchup. I think that they have, from top to bottom, they're going to be solid. They've got really talented guards, and they're going to be able to push the tempo, knock down some big threes, and I think that their defense is fantastic. So I think it is going to be a nice checkpoint in our season to see what we're doing well, what things we need to work on, so we can get back to the drawing board and fix things that we need to fix.
I'm sure we'll talk about them all individually, but I just love the fact that you have different players leading your team in points, rebounds, assists, and blocks, 4 different players. You feel like you have all the bases covered? Is this a team that blends about as well as any that you've had?
Oh, yeah, for sure. This team definitely is, I feel like, a total package. They bring a little bit of everything, and I feel like anybody can step up on any given night. We trust all of them. We've gotten all 12 in pretty much almost all the games. So we do feel very confident with this group of kids that we have. We have some veterans, and then we have some new faces, some young ones. So our practices have been very dynamic, and we've been pushing the tempo, pushing each other. So I really like this team and what we have to offer.
Well, tell us about some of the girls. Give us some names and who's been stepping up for you. Like Jeff said, you got 4 different ladies leading you in certain categories. Just give us a little rundown on some of those ladies.
Yeah. Bella Badara is definitely leading us in the scoring category. She's definitely elevated her game, I think, since last season, and she's just become more comfortable, and she's matured a lot. And so she's done a great job for us. Shooting the ball inside, but especially beyond the arc. I think that's the part of her game that has really just grown, and she showcased that the last few games. But she's just a very diverse player. She's somebody that can get inside, but she can also have that range on the outside, and she finishes on her free throws, and she just does it all and is able to score at a very high level. And then Aaliyah Green is leading us in rebounds. She's definitely one that, you feel like she got, takes 10 feet off the floor when she jumps. She is aggressive. She runs the floor very well. She sometimes even is our point guard, and she goes coast to coast. But she does a lot of things for us, and I think the last game she had 6 assists. So she's a very good post player, but also she can be a guard, and she can pass the ball. She sees the floor very well, and she gets people to run with her and push the tempo. So she does a very nice job of that. And then assist, I believe, is Asia Sullivan. She's leading us in that category. She's stepped up big for us this year as a point guard. We kind of didn't know. We have some injury on our senior point guard, Amelia Vance. So Asia has been able to step up into those shoes. She did it last year at state too. So she's definitely been getting in and doing some really good things. She plays really hard defense, sometimes too hard, and she gets in foul trouble a little bit too much, but she does a great job distributing the ball, finding the shooters, knowing who's hot, and finding a way to get them the ball. So she does a very nice job for us. And then Brody Christensen is leading us in the blocks, and she's been very competitive on that. She's been practicing, playing really hard in all the categories, and I feel like blocking is definitely like her thing. She likes to block people. Sometimes she'll even like let a girl kind of go by her so then she can block her. That's just kind of her thing that she likes to do, and she does a great job at it. And then Katie Evans is kind of our player that does it all. She's a really good shooter. Teams have been doing a pretty good job on her on playing defense, but she's definitely one that can shoot the ball really well and play really solid defense. She does it all. So it's nice to see that.
Let's cut it off there. I want to be able to ask you about an individual who you named, and that's Bella Budara, who's a sophomore for you, averaging 20 points per game. The key word there is sophomore. I'm always intrigued by young players who show this kind of ability early on in their high school careers. How far can she take it, in your opinion, Hannah? How good can she be?
Oh, yeah, I think she's really good. She is one of those kids that works at it. She does a lot of outside training. She does a lot of AAU. She's on a very competitive AAU team. So I think the sky's the limit for her. She eats, breathes basketball, and she also does volleyball for us here. And she has been a track kid. I think she sat out last season, so it'll be interesting to see if she decides to do that this year. Go for it. I know basketball is what she loves, and she's great at it, and she does a very nice job of bringing it every day in practice and getting the girls around her to play at that level consistently. So she pushes those around her, and I think she's going to be a great player. We're going to be watching her way beyond high school.
All right. Well, we always appreciate your time. You've got a heck of a team again this year. It's going to be fantastic tomorrow night. Hopefully this weather backs off, because it'd be nice to get a big crowd out at Park City to see your game against Wichita Heights. These are two of the best girls' teams in the state. Thanks for being with us, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. All right.
Hannah Alexander from Andover. Boy, she gets my motor running. I'm so hyped up right now. See that wall? I'll go through it.
Apologies to the parents of the player she was going to list next.
Well, I mean, come on.
Well, just saying.
They like talking about their players. The kids like hearing it.
I got a tough job. I got Duda over there, and I got to manage this situation. Okay.
Yes, you do.
So they don't pay me enough. Just, I got to watch the time.
I got
all kinds of things I got to deal with now.
It's crazy. Hope we're still on the air.
Max, let's take it to break. The world's changed, and I'm not a changed world guy.
Sure, whatever that means.
What are you upset about?
I'm not upset at all.
We'll be back.
Radio you can touch.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Feels like old home week.
I know what you mean.
Jeff Lutz.
Definitely old home week when you're here.
I hear you loud and clear.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
It's old home week?
Are you saying I'm old or that I should be in a home?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, a Thursday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Thanks to Max Power back in the studio for getting us through these shows as we adapt to a new time frame, and Max having to withstand some of my antics, which is never easy for people.
It's not that tough.
Yeah,
whatever. One ear, out the other.
Wonderful. You've
blah,
got it.
Blah, blah.
You got it all figured out. Life's wonderful.
Nothing figured out.
Here's where we are in our picks as we enter week 20. With just a few more weeks to go, we end it with the Super Bowl week. We start picking some weird things now with fewer and fewer football games. Right now, Jason Duda has 353 points. I have 319. So I'm, boy, 20, a long, I'm a long way behind. 29 points?
34.
30 something.
Something.
34 points. Jeff has 317 points.
Max, you're ahead of me?
Yeah, I took a lead over you last week.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Max, well, you're terrible at picking games.
But you had 6 points one week.
I'm six ahead of you in games.
I don't care about all that.
Games. Yeah, I had 7 points in week 17. You had 9.
That's 2 more.
I had 6 points in week 18. You had 29. You took an 11-point lead. I had 31 points last week. You had 18. That wiped out your 11-point lead and gave me a 2-point lead. Max has 264. Anthony, 250. Max is now second in terms of games picked, but he's still 16 games under 500.
All right.
I have a clear advantage in games pick. I am 6 games ahead of Jeff, 5 ahead of Duda, 4 ahead of Max, and 11 ahead of Anthony.
Crazy.
You're not that far ahead.
We can't order chips and salsa on this app. I don't like it.
Nobody cares if you get chips and salsa.
From Mexico Viejo, wonderful restaurant. But let's put chips and salsa on the takeout menu,
Why
folks.
Wouldn't they have that?
I don't know.
That's where you're going for takeout?
I just wanted some chips and salsa.
On the way home?
Yeah.
Well, that's selfish.
Why is that selfish?
You're not taking them to your wife?
Of course I would. Well, I'll have to go to Carlos O'Kelly's now. That's a little bit out of the way, or I won't go anywhere.
Go to Cholita's out in Central and Tyler.
It's way out of the way, sort of, almost.
Not really.
Eh.
You ever been there? I think they have the best chips and salsa in town.
It's hard to do bad. Most of the places I go,
but their salsa
are pretty good.
And they can give you that white cheese salsa. It's so good.
We call that queso.
Nah,
for sure.
They call it something different.
All right. I doubt they do, but you never
know.
You know
what? I'll knock both of you out. I know I'm an old man.
I was here.
I will knock. I got so many bats over there in the corner.
By the time you get to them, I'll be in my car and halfway home.
No, you won't. You'll be on the first stair.
As slow as I move, you move slower. So good luck with that.
Before you hurt these boys, Bob, can I recommend? Let me recommend you a Mexican restaurant, La Chona. It's on Harry.
What is it?
La Chona. It's on Harry.
Where is it?
On Harry.
I don't go to Harry.
Right before Big Lot. Right before Shanghai. Before Shanghai, if you go to Shanghai.
That's way out there.
Let me tell you, it's as close to West Coast Mexican.
I like Shanghai.
It's as close to West Coast Mexican as I've had. It's really good.
There you go. We might look into that.
We went somewhere on the 20th that was good.
What's,
can't remember what it was.
Dude is not even listening.
I'm here.
I tell you, I don't know what to do.
What do you mean?
We're like the Shockers right now.
Just a...
I got people out of the transfer portal who
right
seem to care less.
Transfer portal.
About what's
going on.
You
transfer portal guy?
Transfer portal guy.
Impressive. Taylor, by the way, we forgot to congratulate him. Sports writer of the year
really?
In Kansas.
Wow, good for him.
Well, there you go.
That's great.
There you go.
Good for him.
Nice award.
Surely.
He beat out the other three.
Exactly.
And listen, that was an uncalled for, but
everyone's thinking it. We can say it.
There are no more sports writers in Kansas.
I don't know many. We did not win Broadcaster of the Year, though.
Did I?
No.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
What's the problem with you?
Me?
Yeah.
You.
And not having your headset on.
What do I need my headset on for?
It's a great question.
Max might talk.
If he does.
It's Max.
And
I'm going to hear nothing.
We might get a phone call.
In 20 minutes.
If we get a call, he'll put his headset
put him on.
So will I.
Well, I hope we do get a call. I think I'm getting tired of the weather. I'm getting tired of my baseball team doing nothing. I'm so sick of the guy running the baseball team, the Cardinals. I think I'm just in a foul mood.
Looks like you're going to put something together for Brendan Donovan.
No, it doesn't sound like it now.
It's over?
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
It fell apart in a day?
No offer, apparently.
Poor guy. Maybe you could trade him to Cleveland.
Well, they can still make an offer, but I don't know what they even settled on an arbitrate. They had to settle that.
Well, it's the deadline's later tonight. So
I thought it was noon.
I thought it was 8, but I don't know.
I don't think you do know.
I don't think it's noon.
I can tell you that I don't know.
I think it was noon. Did not reach an agreement with Brendan Donovan. Their past practice has been to go to a hearing. So that's apparently,
so they're going to the,
unless a multi-year deal can be agreed upon. And so they haven't settled with Brendan Donovan.
7 p.m. Central.
No, it was noon.
The deadline for both sides to submit arbitration figures is later
this
evening.
That's a different thing.
At 7 p.m. Central.
That's a different thing. Go to hearing. Don't
hearing
don't
is late, way later. After
don't mess with me. Tired of it.
I don't like arbitration hearings. You shouldn't make a practice of that in your organization.
No, I don't like them either.
Another way the Cardinals are falling very flat. Because in those arbitration hearings, the front office and the guys talk about how bad the players are. So they don't have to pay them as much.
They talk about how bad the players. They talk about the deficiencies.
Same diff, man.
Of the players.
That's
like if I was
the same thing.
If you were to go to an arbitration hearing here, I'd have to talk about your deficiencies.
You think Brendan Donovan's
could take several hours?
Well, this wasn't funny, so I'm going to continue on topic. Do you think Brendan Donovan leaves that meeting feeling good about himself?
Sure, he does.
Not at all.
He's a good player. As you like to say.
Good player.
He is a good player.
Good player, so St.
Maybe
Louis,
treat him like one.
So exactly.
Well, I think they're going to sign him to a longer-term deal. This doesn't mean they can't do that.
You said they were going to a hearing.
They could.
Oh, my
unless
goodness.
They sign him to a longer-term deal. They're probably.
You just made it sound like they're
where
not.
They're going. I didn't make it sound like that at all.
You don't know what you're
what
talking about.
What I said
about.
Was.
Am I wrong here?
If you went to an arbitration hearing.
Yeah, we all got that.
They would be coming out of the woodwork to talk about your deficiencies.
Well, I don't think I know any.
I might even call Duda
either.
In.
I'd still leave there with a check.
You wouldn't call me in because you never know what I'd say.
What would you say about Jeff?
Well, that day I might be like, nah, I don't got any deficiencies for the kid.
I don't see
what about
any.
Another day?
I could say he's got like a top 10 list.
Of deficiencies.
Possibly.
Well, that's
you
just
never
the
know.
Top 10.
You never know. You'll be rolling the dice, that's for sure.
Anyway, what do I have tonight? Last night
Semis.
I had the Cavs, who'd they play again?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. You got Notre Dame and Penn State tonight.
Yeah, I do have that.
If you want to watch that.
I do want to watch that.
I'm going to plop down, eat some stew, and go to bed.
Really?
Yep.
I'm going to go home, eat some leftover whatever, and go to bed.
Not going to watch the game tonight?
I might be sleeping by 6 o'clock tonight. There's
I don't
chance.
Blame you.
Wait. It's well after
or 8 o'clock, I mean.
I don't blame you.
Okay, I don't know what time it is. I got to go to work at 3:30. I don't
know
what time.
I don't
know.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Chicago.
That ought to be our theme song.
Now. I agree. We should change it. We should change the theme song. To that.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, like I said earlier in the show, yesterday we happened to be out at 5.
Really?
Wait, where are we here?
Would you do teleport?
I'm so confusing.
I'm so confused by everything.
I want to have a nap.
So we were out, and there's so many cars out. And really, at any time of the day.
Where were you?
There's been... Oh, you don't need to know.
Well, I want to know what part of this...
No, don't worry about it.
Because we were out.
Where were you?
We went swimming, of course.
Well, I wasn't out there.
You weren't in that area?
Well, no. You weren't out if you were in.
But there's a lot of people at the Y.
Yeah, but you weren't out.
A lot of games going on, a lot of classes, a lot of stuff.
You weren't out if you were in.
But we went out. You didn't go out.
I was out.
You weren't outside.
No, I was out, but I was out driving in the outdoors.
Oh, so was I.
We stopped over at the Artichoke and got dinner.
Artichoke's a good place. Love the Artichoke.
I hope they're not listening.
Uh-oh.
Their chili yesterday was subpar.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
They're probably listening.
It had a huge green chunk in it.
It's not jalapeno.
No, it wasn't jalapeno.
What was it?
It was a huge green thing. And
probably a pepper of
something. I'm not a fan of that. And they forgot to put crackers in the bag. And chili without crackers. I'm sorry.
Need crackers.
Crackers or Fritos, you got to put something.
You know a good place for chili, either of you?
You know whose chili's not bad is Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's chili. That's
I like Wendy's chili, too.
That's the recipe we use when we make chili.
You don't know their recipe.
Oh, I'd take it off whatever the internet
tells
me.
Well, let me ask you. Call my wife. She makes a great chili.
Would you ask Duda?
Making chili tonight.
Oh, you can do it yourself. I'm not asking.
Dia, if you're listening later today, right now.
Well, she should be. It'll be, where she's on the drive home right now.
She sure is. And you're going to make some chili. Oh, Jason just bragged on your chili.
My chili's good. Don't sell my chili
short. I bet
your
Diaz was better.
Probably, but mine's still good.
Why don't you bring over a
next time I make it, I will.
Why don't you make it tonight and bring it over tomorrow, and we'll have it for dinner while we're here.
Because we got that stew. Got that stew going
tonight.
Who
made the stew?
Well, that's all right.
Well, my wife will, but I'll help her.
Make the chili while it's finishing up when you get home.
That's a possibility.
I need groceries, but I can't call Dylan's because they don't have anything in stock.
Man. What are you going
to
do?
Just go there.
Yeah.
I may have to go over there.
Make a trek out. I love going to the grocery store.
I used to
love
it.
As does Duda.
Then
you said so before.
I do.
Then I didn't like it anymore.
It's fun.
It's the only place I will shop. I will not go to a store to get anything else, to look at stuff, but I will go to the grocery store.
You won't go buy a shirt or something?
No.
Really?
No.
Your wife buys all your clothes?
Well, she showed me this.
That takes 6 minutes?
Yep. That's it.
I mean, it's
the simplest thing in the world.
When you said that, your wife buys all your clothes? I mean, come on, Jeff.
Well, it's still kind of embarrassing, but...
Is it?
Why is that embarrassing?
Not at all.
I don't know. Pick out your own stuff, man.
I don't
buy your clothes?
Of course.
You do?
Of course.
All 8 of your items.
Exactly, but I bought them. These are nice pants.
Why'd you buy that hoodie?
It's comfortable.
Your wife wouldn't have picked that
up. I'm a hoodie guy. I love wearing hoodies. You'll see me in a hoodie just about every day in the winter.
They have a dress code over at KWCA?
I guess not.
Have they ever said anything?
No.
Nobody, when you come in, has ever used their foot to tap the alarm.
That's different.
In what way?
That doesn't have anything to do with the dress code.
Oh. Well, I mean, they might be thinking, who's this guy?
Well, I have a key to get in, so they assume I probably work there.
Does anybody greet you when you arrive? Do they say, hey, Jeff, what's up, man?
Well, me and Andrew exchange pleasantries. Shoresy, we call him. Andrew Shores. Call him Shoresy.
You do exchange. What's his job over there?
He's the morning EP, executive producer.
So he's, hey, Jeff.
He's running the show in the morning.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Yeah, hey, Shoresy.
And he goes for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd fire you on
100%.
The spot.
Why?
His last name's Shores.
Why would you fire him?
That guy deserves a little more respect than that.
By the way, Shoresy, season 4, coming out on Crave in Canada, January 24th, February 26th here on Hulu. And, Jason, why don't you share the other bit of news?
What other bit of news?
That has been renewed for season 5 already.
Oh, that's right. Greatest show. Can't wait.
I just couldn't get into it.
That's too bad.
Perplexing.
I may try again, but it's down the list.
You just have to take yourself so seriously.
Exactly.
I don't take myself seriously
at all. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I love comedy.
Well, then you should love Shoresy.
I don't love vulgar comedy.
But it's not vulgar to be vulgar. They're in on the joke. It's vulgar because that's the comedy style they've chosen. It's not like, we just got to make this as X-rated as possible. It's like, no, That's just part of the charm. Dude, am I wrong?
Great charm. Great charm.
Great charm.
Great charm.
We'll see.
Can't get any better.
Doesn't. There's no better show on television.
We'll see. I may watch it.
Well, we can have a season 4 watch party if you want to.
Ooh, how exciting.
I got to get chili? I got to get to Hacks. I haven't even watched season 2 of Hacks yet.
Nah.
I know that doesn't you don't care, but that's got Gene Smart.
Yeah, once Gene Smart won the Golden Globe, you're like, "Oh, I got to watch it."
No, that's not it at all.
It's a little bit it.
I watched it before she won any Golden Globe.
You love that prestige television.
Well, because why?
I don't know.
Because I have prestige.
Yeah, look at him. Look at him.
It's true.
Thank you.
It's true.
put your hat on, Ryan. Then we'll talk about prestige.
Have you been watching Landman?
Yes.
Did you watch the last episode with Jerry Jones?
Yes.
I thought Jerry did a good job.
He did a good job.
I did a great job.
I wonder how many takes it took. But he did a good job.
I doubt that many. He's just being Jerry Jones,
exactly.
Wasn't he?
Exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah,
he
was good. Boy, I'm just, I like that show. But the way they portray the women in that show, my goodness.
How about the way the women portray themselves in that
show?
Well,
that's what I mean, but those parts are being written for them.
Jason doesn't mind.
I'd say he'd mind if his daughter.
It'd be different, totally different.
How would it be different? Explain that.
When Billy Bob is talking to his daughter, it's just, I'm like, oh God, now what?
Well, how about when the mother is talking to the daughter?
Well, that's true too. She's a beauty. It's just like she went from Varsity Blues right to there.
Yes.
Exact same.
Who plays the mother?
Allie Larder, who's somewhat attractive.
Yeah, you think?
All right, we'll take a break. We've got picks to make. We'll make them next. The Bob and Jeff Show. KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Only You, I loved it. Ringo Starr featuring John Lennon and Harry Nilsson. From the first week of January 1975 was number 6 on the charts. Good remake of that song. All right, we're ready for picks. Jason Duda trying to hold on for dear life as I make my late season charge.
Oh, man. So concerned.
Yeah, you ought to be.
I just said it.
Here we go. College semifinals. Hey, one game tonight. It is Notre Dame and Penn State. Looking forward to watching this game.
Anthony's here, Bob.
Penn State, Notre Dame. It's a pick 'em. I'll start here. I like Notre Dame to win this one for 4. What about you, Jeff?
I got Penn State. I think Penn State's better than Notre Dame. I've got Penn State for 3. We do have Anthony now.
Duda.
What? You want me to pick?
If you could, yeah.
I can do that. Look, I like Notre Dame, but they played Georgia without their quarterback, so their defense can look good. I think Penn State's going to win this game. I got Penn State for 4.
Max, what do you think?
Well, Abdul Carter, the defensive end for Penn State and future New England Patriot, will not be playing. So I'm taking Notre Dame for 2 because Ted had the Notre Dame T-shirt on today.
I like it when New England's bad. No, I don't. Why'd I say that, Jeff?
Because you're angry at Max.
Why am I angry at Max?
I don't know. Why isn't Abdul Carter playing?
Didn't you know that?
Nah, I don't know anything.
Hello, Anthony. How are you?
I'm not liking the snow. Christmas is over, so
this nobody likes it. This was a pick'em game, Notre Dame, Penn State. Who do you like?
I think I actually like Notre Dame. It's something about Marcus Freeman. I mean, they've had to overcome losing the University of Northern Illinois, overcome losing to Marcus, and here they are right here, one of the biggest brands in college football. And since this is a pick'em game, I'm picking Notre Dame in seven.
Seven. That's confident. That's what we like, Anthony. Here's the next football playoff semifinal game to be played tomorrow night, Texas and Ohio State. Ohio State, an 8.5-point favorite in this one. Jeff?
I'm not seeing anywhere where Abdul Carter is out of this game, so I'm going to not believe that until I read it from a reputable source. Ohio State for five.
OSU for five. Duda?
It's a sad day when I'm agreeing with Jeff, but I'm on the same path here. I'll take Ohio State for five.
Beautiful.
Wow. Max, what do you think?
Easy, huh?
They're playing the game in Texas, so it's almost a home game for Texas. They're at AT&T Stadium, so I'll take Texas for one.
Wild.
I don't know if that matters. We'll see. Anthony.
Well, Ohio State, I believe, is under more pressure than Texas because the natives in Ohio, they're ready to find any reason to get rid of Coach Ryan Day. So that's a lot of pressure. And like you say, they're in Texas. Some kind of way, something happened to Quinn Ewers, and Arch Manning will come in and save the day. So I'm going to lay five on Texas to win this game.
Five on Texas?
What place is he in?
What? You know, Anthony?
Just asking.
Anthony, not that you need my permission, but if you want to get together a group of guys and beat the hell out of Jeff sometime.
Why does it always go to violence with you? Why can't we just make fun of each other and that be the end of it?
I think I like it better. I think I like it better on radio when you guys are going at it and Kevin Saul has a take on it. So I'm not going to get guys to beat the hell out of
Kevin
Jeff.
Kevin Saul have a take on it?
Don't you listen to your own soundbite, Jeff. Come on, man.
I think 8.5 points is too many. I thought it was six and a half.
That's 6.5.
8.5.
You told us
six and a half. That's close, man. That makes it tougher. I'm going to take Ohio State, given that, for three.
Who'd Cleveland play last night?
Chargers and Houston in the NFL wild card playoffs. The Chargers, a 2.5-point favorite. We start with Duda.
This is one of those games where everybody's saying, oh, the Chargers are going to win this. Houston's been terrible. But Houston's at home. And if everybody's saying one way, you know what's happening the other. I got Houston for three.
Houston for three, Max.
Harbaugh's going to win this one. I like the Chargers for four.
What about you, Anthony?
I'm going to take the L.A. Chargers for... I'm going to take five. Harbaugh's been in these moments before, and...
You already took your five with Texas.
Oh, I took. Well, I'll lay four on the Chargers then.
Four. I like the Chargers here too, and I like them for six. Jeff.
Yeah, I'm with. I'm not with Duda, but I think the same way he's thinking. I just couldn't make myself get all the way there, so I've got the Chargers for one.
Are you taking them on FanDuel, Jeff?
I would love to pick Houston. I just don't see it. Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
There it is again.
Anthony,
I win.
If you want to get a group together and beat the hell out of Duda, would you? Baltimore, 10.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh. Max.
Yeah, these 10.5. I mean, really, these guys, this is a division game. Even though, against my better judgment, I'm taking the Steelers for three. They battle it out. It's never 10.5.
They're playing very poorly right now. Anthony.
Well, the first thing you have to remember, this is Pittsburgh, Baltimore. And, you know, historically, Lamar Jackson, outside of the last game that they played, don't fare too well. Of course, then again, Lamar Jackson hasn't had a Derrick Henry. But I still say 10.5 is too much. More like 8.5 probably. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh to cover...
Yeah, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense for 10.5 points, but I think Baltimore is destined.
Zay to get Flowers to the AFC isn't playing, Bob. Game. Zay Flowers has been ruled out.
I don't care who's not playing. I don't care if Zay Flowers isn't playing. Terrence Flowers could play in this game.
Nobody knows who that is except us.
Baltimore for 2. Jeff.
2? Where's your confidence? I was listening.
I didn't say I was that confident.
I was listening to Rich Eisen, who's fit in absolutely perfectly in this daytime lineup we have on KFH. And he said the road team in a playoff game between a division opponents has lost by an average of 23 points over the last 4 years. So I'm going to go Baltimore, and I have them for 2.
Same pick I had.
Yeah, exactly.
Duda.
Too many points, but I'm not a fan of this game whatsoever. So I'm just throwing 2. I'm going to take the 10.5. I'll throw 2 on Pittsburgh.
All right. Nobody tremendously confident in that one. Here's one where Jeff is tremendously confident.
You're darn
Denver
right.
Denver and Buffalo. Denver getting 9.5 points on the road against the Bills. Anthony, you're first.
Oh, this ought to be a good game. Both teams are used to the elements, so if it snows, it's not going to affect either team either way, except maybe the altitude or lack thereof. But it's in Buffalo. These people are amped up. They want to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. 9.5 is too much. I'm going to go Denver because I got confidence in Bo Nix and their coach. So I take them at 7 to cover the spread.
You already did 7.
All right, I like Denver as well in this one.
He did 7, Bob.
I like him. Pardon me?
He did 7 on Notre Dame.
That was the pick'em, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's not the bonus.
No, that was you did 7 on. We gotta get moving here, Anthony. How rearrange that? You want to go 6?
Yeah, I'll go 6 then.
6 on Denver. I'll go Denver for 5. I think they're undervalued.
Overwhelming, yes. I agree they're underwhelming. 8 on Buffalo, please.
Good. Duda, you going with your boy on that one?
Well, I can't go with the boy on that one because I'm going to go 8 on Denver.
Uh-oh.
Game on, tough guy.
Really? You're dumb.
Max?
I know. That's why I'm winning.
Josh Allen's on a mission. Bills for 7.
Josh Allen's the man.
All over the
place. He's not going to win the Super Bowl, but he is.
Lots of confidence and all over the place in that game. Green Bay, Philadelphia, the Eagles 4.5-point favorites. I'll start even with a backup quarterback in case Jalen Hurts can't answer the bell. I like Philadelphia for 1. Jeff.
As I said, these NFL games are easy right down the line. Philly, 7.
Duda.
I don't know. I don't like this one. This is a game I did not like out of all of them. So I'm going to take Green Bay for 1.
I'm going to crush you this week. I'm Max. So excited.
Jalen Hurts was sharp in practice. Jordan Love has an elbow problem. Eagles for 8.
8. Anthony.
Okay. Yeah, Green Bay do have some problems. Christian Watson, whatever his name is, he's out. And like you say, Jordan Love, the elbow problem. So I guess it's safe enough to say Love Hurts. See how I did that?
I like it.
Philly in 3.
Philadelphia for 3. Washington in Tampa Bay to face the Buccaneers. Tampa Bay a 3.5-point favorite. Jeff.
Could be a field goal game, but not for me. Tampa for 6.
Boy, you all kinds of confidence.
Bring it.
Well, Tampa did pump them the very first game of the year, but things have changed.
Remember?
I think this is going to be a high-scoring affair. Last team who has the ball wins. So I'm taking Washington for 6.
Max.
You can't be serious. Baker Mayfield with Goodwin and Evans? Come on. Bucks for 5.
Godwin's been out for 3 months.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Well, they have McMillan. Let's go.
Who you taking, Max?
Bucks for 5.
Tampa Bay for 5. Anthony?
I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, and I can't believe I'm about to do this. But I'm going to take the Commanders. But I'm going to give
4
them 2 confidence points. 2 confidence points.
All right, you took Philadelphia for three and Pittsburgh for three. You're killing me. But other than that, how about going one on Philadelphia?
All right, one on Philly. That'll work.
All right.
Yeah.
I like Washington. And I like them, and I like them a lot. And there's a reason I like them. And I'm going to put seven.
You can't quite come up with it, can you?
I'm going to put seven on that one.
Max and I are rolling.
Here's the bonus game, Minnesota, the Rams, in L.A., we hope. Although that game could still be moved, I suppose. And by the way, really terrible what's happening out in Los Angeles. This is a pick'em game. Duda, we start with you. This is a bonus game.
I know what I want to do, but if the game's moved, I want to switch. Can I put that in there?
No, sir.
All right.
Nope.
Rams for 10.
Max.
I like the Rams, but only for 6.
What about you, Anthony?
Oh, so this is the bonus game right here. That's what threw me because I seen pick on Penn State and I see pick on the Rams game. But I'm going to take 10. I'm rolling the dice. 10 on Minnesota.
10 on Minnesota.
Darnold's been seeing ghosts.
I'm going to take Minnesota for 8. Jeff.
Really? Minnesota for 10, of course. This is a gift. Wrapped.
Duda could be in trouble.
Did you see Darnold last week, Jeff? He was seeing ghosts. He reverted to Sam Darnold.
Didn't play well. He's fine.
Finally, we got a college basketball game to finish it. Kansas on the road to play the Cincinnati Bearcats coming up Saturday. I made the line here. I think it's probably going to be close to what the actual line is. 5.5. Max, we start with you.
I'll go KU for 9.
For 9?
9?
Isn't it the 9th game?
You've got... Oh, for God.
What has happened?
Oh.
What? We only pick 8.
You got your 6-point game left.
Oh, okay, 6. I counted the bonus game. I'm sorry.
Anthony.
He's been here every week.
What number do I have on the book? Normally I have this stuff written down, so I don't have nothing to
do. You got to write this down. You're responsible for your own pick.
You've got your 8-point game left. 8-point game. Who you got?
And this game is in Cincinnati? And we never know what KU team.
Yes, sir.
Up. I'm taking Cincinnati in 8.
Cincy for 8. I like Kansas in this one. I will take Kansas for 3. Jeff.
KU for 4.
And Duda.
Didn't Cincy lose to K-State?
Yes.
Yeah, Kansas for 7.
Never know. This road thing is a different animal. January 6, 1975. The girl I was seeing at the time loved that song, Mandy, from Barry Manilow.
I'm sure she did.
I had it playing in the car all the time.
The girl's name was Mandy, or is that the name of the song?
How desperate. You like this song? I'll play it 40 times.
Yeah. Well, I knew what... knew it was,
when you got to try, you got to try.
Knew where it was going to lead to.
When it's not when you're not that good looking or charming, you got to do what you can. You know?
Really? I wasn't that good looking, huh?
I was talking to Jeff, but I guess if you want to jump in the conversation.
Well, you were talking about me.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What's wrong with you?
That makes sense now.
I don't know. Holidays.
Well, the holidays are over.
That's why.
You're stressed?
You missed the holidays?
What happened? Was there holidays?
What are you talking about?
Where are you guys right now? Are you all right?
I missed the holidays. When were they? I don't know. I don't say something.
Either you've hit your head on something or you're I don't know.
Are you here tomorrow?
Who's here tomorrow?
I don't know.
Jeff, handle him.
I think you guys are here tomorrow.
Okay. I don't know.
After today's performance, you may be right.
Oh, thank goodness. I knew if I did bad that they wouldn't have to come back.
Are you coming or not?
Well, I was told I was coming.
Okay, well that'll be fun.
You gonna have a game?
Oh, no, I'm not coming. Won't be here.
Maybe with the new year, you can come up with a brand new game.
It's called Password.
Yeah, we're done with that.
Just change the name, make it the same thing.
The fact
Word
that it,
Pass.
The fact that you're both mad about it,
there's a good chance that that's where it's
going. Oh, I love it. I can't wait to play Password.
Oh, you'll be set then.
So you will not watch the Notre Dame.
I don't know
Penn
what we're
going to
watch tonight. I don't know what's going to happen.
You won't, but that's out.
No, that's not out. But it's, we'll see.
What time does it start?
I believe 7:30.
Ooh,
might be out.
What time do you go to bed?
Just whenever.
Well, don't you have to get up early?
Usually, yeah.
I'll probably watch part of it.
Yeah, it's snowing now. We know there's going to be a lot of...
Oh, it's 6:30.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
That's better.
College football.
I like that.
Make that game much more accessible.
So much.
Well, it is. It'll be over by 10.
Yeah, for sure.
And on a snowy night, what better thing to watch?
Absolutely.
There's nothing much else to watch. It's what day is it? Thursday?
I do like
that. Matlock's on. Isn't Matlock back?
No, Matlock's not back for another 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
End of the month.
These shows take these long winter breaks now. And it drives me crazy.
High potential not even
Although
back.
Yeah, it is.
It was? They showed yesterday?
Yeah, it was on. We watched it Tuesday.
What was?
High potential.
We've been delving into FBI International. We like FBI and FBI Most Wanted.
And FBI Miami and FBI Sioux Falls.
FBI International. And it's fantastic.
Well,
you know, they do it on location. So the countries you get to see are pretty cool.
FBI is a federal organization.
It was Portugal.
That's Duda.
Well, why are they in Portugal if it's the FBI? What are they doing?
Because these are Americans that are involved in crime internationally.
Oh.
You guys may be the two dumbest people to ever be on a radio show. I mean, I just, I'm astounded that I'm sitting here doing this with you guys.
That was such an easy trap.
I'm around smart people almost all the time.
You're not around people most of the time.
The ones I'm around are smart.
Name six.
Well, I don't need to name six.
Exactly.
Jeff and Jason.
Yeah, four more.
Does your
top
your
two
wives,
smart people?
Do your wives take pride in this?
My wives love me.
All of them.
Tell me why.
Did you understand?
Tell me.
I don't know. I keep her entertained.
Let's say somebody was to pull Shannon aside and say, "What's the number one attribute of your husband?"
He's funny.
Because we're not seeing it.
He keeps me young. You know.
There's a lot.
There's so many.
What would Dia say?
Charming.
Same question.
She's busy. She can't answer that right now.
What do you mean she's busy?
She can't answer that question.
Would she potentially make chili for us?
Absolutely not.
I can't get that out of my head now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to.
I think I have her number, and if I requested a nice big bowl of chili, you know.
I
don't think that's going to happen for you.
Nope. I don't think so either.
What about you? Would you make some chili?
No. I don't have chili ingredients, so I'm going to offer to my wife, hey, you go get the ingredients, I'll cook the chili, or I'll help you cook the stew, and we'll do that. But those are going to be the options.
And I doubt she'll
want to stop, so it'll probably end up being a stew.
Oh, that stew sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is very good.
Oh, I'm having cheeseburger soup tonight. Awesome.
Oh, that sounds good. Save us
some of that.
You guys
both picked Penn State tonight. The rest of us picked Notre Dame. I love that coach at Notre Dame. He's fun to listen to. And I'm pulling for the guys.
Well, that's good. But
I've never been an Irish fan.
Me neither. I've never been a fan of either one of these teams.
I like Notre Dame.
But I like, and boy, those helmets. Are those the best helmets?
They're the Golden Domers, of course.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're nice.
And Penn State's always been so drab and just, you know, we're Penn State. We're not going to put anything fancy in our uniforms or our helmets.
That's right.
It's just
go and play. You don't got to be fancy with your helmets and, oh, we'll make people like us because look at our helmets. How embarrassing. That you've fallen
Ohio
into that
State,
trap at your age.
Ohio State's uniforms with those little decals. And then you got Texas.
Every team has decals.
Wait a minute, Bob.
The thing I like about Texas is the burnt orange.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Bob, but I have this a promo where you complain about
something.
That.
I'm talking. What?
Bob, you were complaining about all the decals on the helmets. In fact, the promo
yeah,
ends.
I don't like them.
Oh, I thought you just said you liked them.
No, he said he doesn't like them.
I don't like them.
Ah,
thanks for interrupting my flow.
Ah, sorry.
God, I had it going on there.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. Probably your best segment so far.
Here's a guy.
Me. Give me a decal.
No, they don't just take them. They're handed out by the coaches.
Right. Gimme.
No. They have to do certain things to earn them.
Can I have a decal?
Or maybe I'll earn a decal.
Hey, I made a tackle. Where's my decal?
I hate you.
I win. All right, that's a wrap on a Thursday show.
Thank God.
I'm gonna go get my decal.
Too late. It's over.
I already won.
No, he buried it.
We'll be back tomorrow. Jason Duda will join us. We'll see you then.